You're tuned into Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. My final guest today is Emily Ricci. Hello, Emily.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
Well, thanks. And yourself?
Pretty good.
Emily, you're a board member of Cancer Connection. Would you mind telling me a little bit about the organization and what kinds of things you do in your role?
Yeah. So Cancer Connection is a local grassroots nonprofit run by residents of Juno, right here in town. And our goal is to help patients, cancer survivors, and their families be empowered and to navigate the system and achieve the support that they need through the journey that begins with a cancer diagnosis. And so our services focus on residents of Southeast Alaska, so Juno, but also beyond. And we offer things like a cancer survivor support group that occurs monthly, and that is still happening with the pandemic, although we are going virtual like everyone else is. Mm-hmm. We offer peer, something that we call Let's Talk, which matches an individual with someone else that has a similar diagnosis or circumstances. We also provide a subsidized apartment in Seattle for individuals that need to travel to Seattle for treatment. And then we offer up to $750 in travel support, so reimbursing travel costs for people that need to leave their community to get care. So we do a lot of other fun things, but those are kind of our core services.
And how did you become involved with Cancer Connection? What's important to you about being a part of their work?
Well, I'm a cancer survivor myself. So I was diagnosed with cancer when I was 31 years old. And that was just over 5 years ago now since I finished treatment. And it was a really just a life-changing experience for me. And it was very, very hard at times. I found a lot of support in the services that Cancer Connection provided. And once I finished treatment, I wanted to participate in the organization because I think it is just so important to have services like this in Juno.
All right. Well, I'm very glad that you're here with us today. And one of the things you want to talk about is the 2020 Health Forum happening this Saturday. And I know you're excited about the guest of honor. So would you like to tell us all about it?
Yes, I am. So we are so excited tomorrow to have a chance to speak with Keegan Randall. For those of you who do not know, Keegan is an Alaska Olympic gold medalist and a cancer survivor, as well as a mom. And all of those things, winning a gold medal, being diagnosed with cancer, and becoming a mom all happened within a pretty small time frame. Mm-hmm. So the theme of the Health Forum this year is It's Going to Be Okay, Facing Fear and Uncertainty with Keegan Randall. And especially given 2020 and everything that it has brought, I think that's a theme that I am excited to hear about. We are excited to offer it virtually this year. So we're not having any big in-person group meetings at all, but people can go online and register at cancerconnectionak.org. And once they register, they will receive a link through their email that will give them the link that they need to participate in the Health Forum, which is occurring virtually tomorrow from noon to 1 p.m. So if you're thinking about it, go online, www.cancerconnectionak.org, and be sure to register. It's free. We do ask for a $10 donation if you're so inclined to offset the cost of the Health Forum, but we really just want to get the word out and we want people to attend.
And how did it come to be that you connected with Keegan Randall and that she became the featured speaker for this presentation?
So in kind of another aspect of my life, I just finished my master's in public health degree, and it really focused on young adults with cancer in Alaska because that's kind of a group that tends to be understudied overall. And so what really caught my attention is Keegan and I are the same age. I certainly don't have a gold medal to my name, but it was so inspiring to see a young adult who has just achieved so much also go through a cancer diagnosis and do so gracefully and in a public way. And so that always resonated with me. And when We were trying to think about some really great inspirational speakers this year. She was really one of the first people that came to mind.
And the theme, as you mentioned, it's going to be okay, facing fear and uncertainty. Is that sort of based on Keegan's story, or is that more of the theme and the hope of the year, and Keegan's story sort of follows that, or we'll share.
You know, I think it's a little bit of both. You know, Keegan is really, kind of put into practice what it's like to overcome obstacles and multiple different fronts. And I think using those same tools to think about how we can face fear and uncertainty, whether it's related to a cancer diagnosis, any other health diagnosis, or just, some of the challenges that we face, daily, I think that's something everybody could use right now.
Yeah, I did want to ask, while we are talking today, how are people navigating cancer diagnoses and treatments during this pandemic? I just can't even imagine the challenges and the anxiety that would be going through one's mind if they were in that situation.
That is a great question. And I think it really depends, but ultimately it is challenging. Having a cancer diagnosis is already incredibly difficult. Having a cancer diagnosis during a pandemic just ups the ante. I like to say that in the middle of a pandemic, no decision is easy, right? Mm-hmm. Who you go and see, how you celebrate the holidays. Add to that the need to coordinate medical care, as well as to be very cautious about exposing yourself to any disease. I think just makes the world, it just makes it that much more challenging. And I think that the support from peers, through support groups and through other resources, is really important during this time, particularly for people who may have to undertake more costs than they typically would, or to travel and are facing maybe some economic challenges. I think the burden and the challenge is high right now for people.
Well, it's great that we have a resource like Cancer Connection here in our community. What are some of your hopes for this forum and Keegan's talk? What are you hoping folks will take away from it?
You know, I'm really hoping that people can relate. I know sometimes it may be hard to relate to somebody that has had such different life experiences, but ultimately I think it's important that people can relate to the person who's speaking. And I think that's important because she's inspiring. And so ultimately what I hope is that people feel more inspired as a result of this health forum to face some of the fear and uncertainty that we're all living with right now. And hopefully be a little bit comforted by the idea that we are all facing it. We can walk through this, and it is possible to overcome obstacles and thrive.
Thank you, Emily. Emily Ricci from Cancer Connection. To register for the health forum or for more information, you can visit cancerconnectionak.org. Is that the best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah, that is. You can go online. All of our contact information is there as well. I would really encourage people to register today, and then to just log on. The forum will actually be opening up at 11:45 tomorrow morning, so giving everybody an extra 15 minutes to log on early. So especially if you're not familiar with Zoom, take the time to give yourself a few extra minutes to log on.
That's always good advice. Well, thanks so much for speaking with us today. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we say goodbye?
Just really appreciate the time and look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow.
Well, thank you very much for your time today, and thank you for helping to put this together for our fellow Alaskans.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too. Bye.